Welcome back.
Welcome back to
just welcome
another episode. Just welcome. Yeah, last time I'm a bit embarrassed because I feel like you made me go a bit mad. Last time we did one of these videos, and this time I'm just not going to react. I'm just going to be very calm, and your behaviour is not going to impact me at all.
Do you want to look at me? Yeah.
So just so you know that I'm fine.
Right, I'm going to close this window.
Your behaviour is not my...
Okay, Elliot's going to close the window.
Your behaviour doesn't impact me. You can't make me behave the way that I did on the last episode, which I am embarrassed about.
Well, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You're
Thank
perfectly...
you. I know. So, yes. Nice to be here, but I can't even bring myself to look at you, so that's sad.
Well, we can't do the whole episode.
Well, actually, fine.
Right.
Anyway.
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about...
You wanted to tell me about your audition.
Oh, you're looking
at me. Oh, I know. I looked at you. Oh, no. Okay.
Loser.
See, that was a mean thing to say. Can you apologize for calling me a loser?
I apologize for calling you a loser, Harriet.
And for being grumpy.
Were you at my audition?
Yeah.
Finally got a part of Fat Stupid Idiot.
Oh, you got the part.
Finally got one of the many Fat Stupid Idiot parts.
As a Fat Stupid Idiot at last.
No, I've been cast as a dad.
Is he fat and stupid?
Well, I am, so can't act any other way.
So is there going to be a kid that looks like you somewhere?
A baby.
A baby?
Probably.
What baby are they going to cast?
Me and my wife are filming tomorrow.
Who's your wife?
An actor.
I wonder what your wife will look like.
I don't know, actually.
What she'll be like.
I wonder what she'll look like. I wonder how they've cast me.
I wonder if she'll be young or old. I don't know.
Well,
I just want to see how they see you.
She'll be of childbearing age because we've just had a baby. We're a very young couple.
Over 13.
Over 13.
Well, you
grim,
have to
grim.
Be when your period starts. Okay. So she would be over 13 if she's had
a
baby.
Cast me a 13-year-old wife.
That
she's immediately given birth.
Stupid,
fat, idiot, paedophile dad.
Well, that's so exciting. Well done. You finally got the part you were born for.
Things are paying off for me. Things are going super well.
Really? That's great. You're the only one thriving in the pandemic. Everyone else is struggling. No, I'm struggling. I'm surviving, actually. I'm not struggling.
Do you want to tell your story about?
What story? No.
What?
I just got the shivers.
Why?
I don't know, because I think maybe it's because you got bits of water from when you just drank the water and then your moustache like sucked it up. Like Bobby's
it's
does
so
that.
Hard
if it grows
to...
too long and then the water like I sucks know. It up, his does it with soup.
The problem is like my barber, last time I went, weren't doing beards because it's too close to work. You don't want to get too close to someone's face.
I think that's just you. I think they're doing other people's beards because I've seen people who have beards.
No, you can, but my barber's trying to be extra careful. Fair play to it's Paul Sweeney. He's a good lad.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Don't have a go
well,
at
no,
other
now
comedians.
I respect it's Paul Sweeney. I just thought it was a personal vendetta against you and they were like, I don't want to go
well,
near
no,
your
that's the thing.
Disgusting
I don't
beard.
Just take everything personally like you.
How can you not take things personally? But then what a way to live, because you don't know if you're upsetting someone all the time. If you don't take things personally, then you
listen
don't know
yourself.
If you've made somebody
listen to
really
yourself.
Upset by your behaviour. So maybe you should listen more.
I can't wait to tell you today's new law that I'm going to tell you later. But I'm going to do that later. We're going to do that
yeah,
later.
Great.
That's a good one. But yeah, anyway, sorry. That's related. But to answer your question, I mean, it wasn't a question. I don't know what you said, but it was absolute rubbish. But fair play to you.
You keep looking at the screen.
Well, you're supposed to look at the camera,
are
aren't
you?
You?
I didn't know we were meant to. I thought we were meant to have a chat,
like,
and
candid.
Then it was like we were just caught, but I didn't know we were meant to like look at the camera.
I can't look. What have you done?
I just keep like shivering. I don't know why. Maybe there's a ghost. We're in Sunil's new flat.
Why are you saying there's a ghost in here?
Are you scared? Are you worried there might be a ghost?
I haven't even moved in properly yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there is a ghost, but if there would, it would definitely be a really old woman who stares at people when they sleep and who chops off beards. I'm just, if
that's
it
you.
Was, that's who I'd sense. No, you're scared of ghosts, which is something that people don't expect about you.
Did I say I was scared of ghosts?
I know you're scared of ghosts. It's just something I know.
I don't think I'm scared of ghosts. I just rather they didn't exist.
Yes, see? So you believe in ghosts. you'd rather they didn't exist, and so no one would expect that you're somebody that believes in ghosts, and you do believe in ghosts.
I said the thing I don't like is the dark.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
What maybe a big I'm baby
like,
you are.
I have to become like Batman. I have to become at one with the dark.
Yeah, like kryptonite.
People wouldn't think it, but I don't like the dark.
What do you think is going to happen in the dark?
Well, that's the problem. I've got too active an imagination.
Really?
I'm too clever not to be frightened.
Too sensitive.
Too sensitive and clever not to be frightened by the dark.
This is so interesting because I think this is very interesting because I think a lot of people would just assume that you'd be like, oh, obviously ghosts aren't real. Obviously nothing bad's going to happen in the dark.
No, you're talking about yourself. Assume that.
Yeah, but you are actually very afraid. You're
heightening it.
Did you compare yourself to Batman earlier?
Yeah, I said I should be like Batman.
Yeah,
I should become at one with the dark by immersing myself in the dark.
So you need to go on a dark voyage under the sea. That's where it's darkest. You need
I don't like the sea. Don't talk to me about the sea.
Do you not like the sea either?
Gross. No, I don't mind the sea. I don't want to be in the sea
I don't think you've actually ever been in the sea. I've never seen you in the sea.
I've been in the sea.
When did you last go in the sea?
Went on a banana boat ride in South Wales about 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
When I was
That's the last
three.
Time you were in the sea?
When I was three. 13.
That's weird.
Yeah?
No, that wouldn't have been 20. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the last time you went in the sea?
I can't remember, actually.
Do you never just go in the sea for a little swim?
You're talking about paddling or swimming? Can you say if you're paddling in the sea, are you in the sea?
How deep do you go when you paddle? I think you just go ankles deep. You'd never go in further than your ankles.
Waist or nipple deep?
Nipple deep?
Big time.
That's not paddling, that's swimming.
Do you know what I don't like about the sea when you're paddling in it? It's like when your feet are on the ground, you're like, am I stepping on a fish? Do you know what I mean? You don't know.
You are displaying so many insecurities right now. And
I just don't
wonderful.
Like the idea of like fish or jellyfish on my feet because your feet are quite sensitive.
When I was in a place, I walked in the water and I stood on, what are those spiky things that have, they're in the sea and then they have spikes?
Coral?
No, the spike things. Do you know what they're called?
Starfish?
No, the spike things that are really bad if you step on them.
Sea anemones.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I stood on it, and then I had to. It like went right, all went into my foot. All the needles broke off into my
really?
Foot. Yeah, and then I had to go. And she was like, "I've never seen someone get them so deep. You must have really stomped on it." And so it was really rude because she was just saying that
you
I really
clomping,
clomping around in the sea, just stepping on it really hard. I just found it really hurtful.
I'm sorry, but I think you've left the fan on
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do about it?
Well, Elliot's actually already stood up
Thank
because
you,
of
Elliot,
your behaviour.
Oh my God, so you're afraid of ghosts, you're afraid of the dark, you're afraid of jellyfish, you're afraid of starfish, you're afraid of fish. You're afraid of fish, Sunil.
I'm not afraid of them, I don't want to step on them and hurt them.
Oh, you love them too much.
I think I love them too much. See, I wouldn't be clomping around like you were.
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid, so I'm just stamping around.
What a life, though. That's weird, isn't it? Just imagine
being a fish.
Being a fish and just suddenly, like, you're going about your day and suddenly you're dead because someone stomped on you. That can't happen to humans.
I don't think many fish get stomped on and squashed.
No, but
I think not many fish die from being squashed.
No, but that is a danger.
It's not a danger. I've never heard of anyone that squashed a fish, ever. Elliot, have you ever heard anyone that squashed a fish? No.
My friend squashed a vole.
What?
Yeah, he stamped on a vole by accident.
Your friend is a fucking psychopath.
No. It was running about and everyone got scared and he jumped up and then landed on it because it ran under his foot. And we were like, you killed the vole. And he was like, oh, the vole's all over my foot. And we were all really sad. But shout out to Joe Packer, who stamped on the vole circa 2006.
Voles are much smaller than you think they are.
They're fucking tiny. Yeah, they're small. That was too much. Why are you staring at me? I didn't kill the vole.
You've just changed your whole personality in the space of 10 minutes.
By saying I don't want to stamp on fish.
Yeah. I would have thought if someone had said, explain Sunil in a sentence, I'd say, doesn't give a shit about stamping on a fish. And then you
and
actually
now
really
said,
do.
I do give a shit about
you
stamping
really
on a
fish. You really care about stamping on fish.
Yeah, because it's not just the fact I've killed something that's living, but it's also the fact it's all over my foot.
Oh, it's more the shoe care because you really like your
foot
shoes.
Care. It's
you've
my
got
foot.
Good trainers.
I'm not wearing trainers
in the sea. You
wouldn't
wear your trainers in the sea. So what
I'm
are you
saying
wearing
it'd be all
in
over
the sea?
My foot. I don't want it in my foot.
Oh, on your actual foot?
Between your toes, like dead fish between your toes. Like an eyeball poking out through your toes.
So it's a very specific fear that you're afraid of getting fish on your toes.
I say I don't like the idea of stamping on a fish. And I don't know how we're going to bulk out a fucking episode of this podcast with this particular what you think is a fear. I just said I don't want to stamp on a fish. No one wants to stamp on a fish. No one wants a dead fish on their feet.
You seem genuinely concerned about it. You think it's going to happen a lot?
No, I'm saying that's one of the things I think about when I'm if I walk into the sea.
That you might stamp on a fish.
Yeah.
But no one I know has ever stamped on a fish. You're basing this on one friend.
You stamped on a fish, though.
No, but that's not a fish. It's like a. It's like. It's all right, not
sorry.
Alive.
Let me change it.
Kill it. It's not alive. It's all spiky.
Let me just say, any sea creature, not just fish.
And oh, so spiky fish.
Well, no, that'll hurt.
No, because you're afraid of squashy fish. That's what you're afraid of, getting a squashy fish on your foot.
So
that's what you're afraid of.
We've got you killed a fish with your foot.
It's not a fish. It's a sea.
Still
anemone.
A living thing.
Not
living
anymore.
Sea creature. Because you killed it.
I didn't kill it. I don't think they're properly alive.
Harriet,
they're not.
You
alive.
Can't possibly judge me for not wanting to stamp on a fish if you.
But the fact
already...
you're thinking of this, you're actually madder than you seem. Like the fact that you're thinking about squashing fish, like
I wasn't.
There's something
the
happening
reason we're
in
talking
there.
About it, we've had to take it into that direction. I just thought I don't really want to go into the like walk around too much in the sea because I might step on something. And you are now saying I'm scared of stamping on a fish.
No, getting squashy fish on your foot.
Getting squashy fish on my foot.
Do you want to hear? Because I actually did cry about something.
Oh, here we go.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So,
don't read that.
So, okay, I'm not reading a stupid thing. Okay. So, I was at therapy, and then I said I find it hard to imagine a positive future. And
for
then,
who?
For myself.
Right.
And the therapist said, "Imagine a positive future," and I did, and then I burst into tears.
Oh God! Do you actually find it hard?
Yeah. I just imagine everything's going to go wrong.
Why did you burst in tears at the thought of a positive
Because I'd
future?
Never thought of it before and it was really nice.
But what is nice? What is nice about your positive future?
Had a garden.
You've got a garden now?
Yeah, but there's people in it. It's not very big. This one was like a proper like garden and like an open plan kitchen. Had a kitchen island.
You can have that now. I don't understand.
I don't know, but it was like, but in the future, I was just like, oh, that won't happen.
So do you think...
And I had like friends and it was really nice.
Oh, that's going to be tougher. But did you... An open plan kitchen, a garden and some friends. That's like a DFS advert or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like I lived in a DFS advert.
How much of that do you think you really want? And how much of that do you think is what you're told you should want?
Well, it wasn't actually so much about the kitchen. It was like me and Bobby were together and then we had friends there and we had kids and there was a garden and it was
kids.
All just really nice. But yeah.
If you have children, who will be their godparents?
Are you saying you want to be a godparent?
No, I'm wondering who you'd go for, because like thinking of all the people you know, like slim fucking pickings, isn't it? If you think
I
about
don't
it.
Know. I'd probably just leave
it's probably
to family.
Better
or
off
it's
going
safer.
To your friends.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not Bobby's, for sure.
Dylan, I'll co-parent one with Dylan Gott.
He's in Canada.
Yeah.
You just send the kid back and forth.
Yeah.
Or just
that's only if
Zoom.
you and Bobby die.
Oh, thanks. We both have to die.
Yeah.
Are you trying to kill us?
No, I'm
kids?
Saying that's what a godparent... You're there if both the parents die.
Yeah, I know. It's really, actually, it's a really big responsibility.
Sorry, what were you saying? You were thinking about a positive future.
What?
You were thinking about a positive future. Sorry,
now
let's just bring it back.
Now you make me think about a negative future. You tricked me. Negatively. Now we're imagining we're dead and you and Dylan Gott are raising our
What's
poor
your, what are you
going to
call your child?
Sunil.
Even if it's a girl.
Yeah, it's nice if it's a girl. Sunilia.
Have you ever thought about kids' names? Or do you like to not think about that yet?
I used to think of them when I was younger, but then Katie Hopkins called her kid the same thing I wanted to call my
India.
Kid. Yeah, I liked that when I was a kid. But
there's a lot of Indias about, actually, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually like
so you have to pick
often
a different
they're
country.
A bit stuck up, maybe. I liked the name Tatiana, but that's a bit, they all sound
now
a bit fancy. Yeah.
Well, also there's like a Twitter account, which is quite famous.
Titiana,
yeah.
Yeah, so I used to like those names, but actually I don't think I'd like the person that those names would become.
I thought you'd just choose a classic name.
Helen.
Harriet.
You think I should call my child Harriet?
Do women never call their kids the same name as them? It's always men that
that's
do it, isn't
true.
It?
That's true, I should do that for
Harriet
to
Kemsley
change.
The second.
Yeah, I should. Harriet yeah. Junior. No one ever does that for...
Is it the junior or the second? Because in America,
Kemsley
they
the
give
second.
Them numbers,
I think
they?
That's for like a king, though, isn't it? For
no,
like...
but in America, they give them numbers. Davis Love the Third.
Who's
He's
that?
A golfer.
do you imagine a positive future?
I don't really know. I don't really imagine the future. What do you mean? Like,
try and do it and then you might burst into tears. Okay, shut your eyes. Okay. Oh my God, if Snow cries, if you burst into tears. Okay, imagine a positive future.
Okay.
What's happening in the future?
I'm a warlord with my top off. I've got a big machete on a pile of skulls in North London.
That's so the it's biggest North London. Future I've ever heard.
No, I'm top of the pile.
But who have you killed to get to the pile?
Isn't that the question? That is the question. I don't know.
That's also like the past. It was like your future was like a Game of Thrones kind of...
Mad Max future I was thinking about. Yeah. Mad Max future.
Why is your top off?
Just showing off my rippling muscle. Why is your top off? Not why have you killed so many people with a machete? It's skulls. It's not actually... I haven't beheaded anyone, personally. But I do see myself as a...
What, whose skulls are they?
I don't know. I was just having a laugh, wasn't I?
See, you can't even take it seriously. You can't even imagine a positive future seriously. Like, what's the why, though?
Why?
Why are you imagining... See, getting a bit defensive because you can't imagine a positive you're right. future.
I guess it's good for you because you find it hard to imagine a positive
future. You find it hard. You can't imagine right. a future that it doesn't involve your top off.
I'm trying to think
off.
Of a positive future.
Okay, you've got your top on. Where are you?
No, you can't imagine my future.
I'm getting in there and I'm putting your top on.
No, I need to
your
imagine
top's
my
on.
Own future.
You're wearing a top.
My top's off. This is my top's off. I'm drinking some protein shake.
You don't even really
got an open plan kitchen. All my friends are around in a garden. There's bunting everywhere. And I'm overlooking the sea and I'm walking into the sea and all the fish have died. I don't know. I mean, imagining a future is interesting because I think, like, you know, when people say, like, oh, I wonder what the future will bring, you know, what? But like, the future is there for you to actually build, isn't it? Because it's not just going to come at you. You're part of it.
So I feel like I have no control over my future.
I think you have more control than most people.
Thank you.
Because
of my personality.
Because of
my
the
strong.
Because you haven't got a job. You haven't got a boss. You're in control of what you do.
I'm in control. I'm the boss.
You are the boss because nobody's telling you have to say this or that on stage. Or like you're a self-employed. You're a businesswoman. You have a one-person business.
I'm going to imagine my future.
Your brand is the Harriet Kemsley brand. So you are in charge of that, and it's up to you what you do with it.
Okay, I'm imagining it. My top's off.
Oh, you're moving into Harriet's going to set up an OnlyFans.
No, I think women should be able to take their tops off just as much as men do. I do actually think that's really rude.
No one's arguing with that, though.
Yeah, they are, because men are pervs. It's a problem. Sorry, that took a turn.
Oh, so you want to take your top off, but not have men enjoy it?
Yeah, no men enjoy it. They're actually disgusted by it.
Oh, you want to be future. You want men to be as disgusted of topless women as women are by topless men.
I am so annoyed by topless men. They're always topless on a bike all the time at the moment.
What don't you like about that, though? What's rude about that?
I think it's so rude.
Why?
It's disgusting. I think they're disgusting.
But why do you have that reaction? Like,
because they're like so arrogant going around with their top off, and I'm like,
why is that arrogant, though? Maybe
so
they're hot.
So arrogant. You're no less hot not wearing a top than wearing a top.
I think you are.
No.
You're less hot wearing a top.
No, no. You actually can be more hot because then your sweat touches each other. Like when I bend my knees, then that's when I get sweaty knees because my skin touches.
Sweaty knees in every episode. Do you want a rule?
Yeah.
Anything else to contribute before I do the rule for this week?
No, I think you should spend some time to think about your positive future.
But I do think of my future as positive.
But you don't know what it is.
No, because I'm building it now. This is part of our future, this podcast.
You have no idea what you're building. You're just slamming bricks together.
Maybe I should get a mood board or something.
You should get a mood board. No, but we should do a mood board next time. That would be so nice.
Separate
ones,
not the same one.
And no, on separate pieces of paper. I don't want the same mood board.
All right, let us know if you want us to make mood boards. And then you can vote for stuff to put on our mood boards.
Make a mood board.
All right, let's make mood boards. So what do we do? Cut stuff out of magazines?
Yeah.
All right, great. I'll get like a car magazine.
No cars allowed.
Law 2 of the 48 Laws of Power.
Oh, fucking laws of power.
This is helpful for you.
It's not helpful. You don't know what you're doing.
Law 2.
It just says the snake, the farmer, and the heron.
Look at it.
What does that mean, the snake, the farmer,
it's
and the heron?
It's an apocryphal tale. Law 2 of the 48 Laws of Power.
Why does it say immigration?
Never. It doesn't. Interpretation.
Okay. Well, really? That was my interpretation of what it said. I interpreted it said immigration.
Law
2. Back to the start of the episode where I can't even look at you.
Law 2 of the 48 Laws of Power. Never put too much trust in friends. Learn how to use your enemies. Okay, so you've got to be wary of your friends. They will betray you.
I am. Agreed.
They will betray you more quickly, for they are easily aroused to envy. So I'll be envious of your open-plan kitchen.
You're envious of me.
You're envious of me.
I'm envious of your skulls.
They also become spoiled and tyrannical. That's you.
That
You've
is
been
you.
So spoiled.
You are
and tyrannical,
a
trying
pig.
To make me agree to something that I didn't do.
You did do it. You're a pig.
But hire a former enemy and he'll be more loyal than a friend. Because he has more
you
to
want me
prove.
To hire
that is
you.
Fascinating.
You want me to hire you?
Who's your former enemy?
You.
No, who's an enemy?
You're my enemy.
When have I ever been your enemy?
There was a comic that was my enemy because they used my name in vain on an internet forum.
Do you want a name?
9 years ago. No, I never named them.
Well, you should hire him as a friend.
I won't hire him as a friend.
In fact,
will.
You have more to fear from friends than from enemies.
Agreed.
If you have no
enemy. You're my so-called friend.
So-called now, is it?
So-called friend. My so-called friend.
The Enemies
friend.
Podcast. If you have no enemies, find a way to make them. Not hard for you. Not hard for you. I'm not your enemy now. Ow.
I'm making an enemy.
Get out of my house.
You don't own this house.
Do you want me to read The Snake, the Farmer, and the
Heron? No one cares about your stupid book. Who even wrote this book?
This is an African folk tale. So it's, you know, you don't know who wrote it because it was a long time ago. Don't hit me again.
I'm going to hit you. Why are you so panicked? I'm going to hit you. See, this is what you did when you were grumpy. I don't know what you're talking about. I never even hit you in the first place.
It's on camera, you idiot.
No one saw. I didn't hit nobody. What are you talking about? You're imagining it.
A snake chased by hunters asked a farmer to save its life. To hide it from its pursuers, the farmer squatted and let the snake crawl into his belly.
Into his butthole? If he's squatting, how's it crawling into his belly? It's going through his butt.
Don't say butt.
But
it's more, it's an
how's
Americanism.
It getting in? It's either going through his penis and it's a small snake, or it's going through his butthole. How is it getting in?
Well, things took a turn because when the danger had passed and the farmer asked the snake to come out, the snake refused.
It's just in his butt.
Yeah, I know. It was warm and safe inside.
His
on his
butthole?
Way, on his way home, the man saw a heron. He saw a heron. Listen, and went up to him and whispered what had happened. So he told the heron, there's a fucking snake in my butt. And the heron said,
the heron had to go get it out of
his
butt.
No, no, the heron was just trying to help. And the heron went, the heron told him to squat and strain to eject the snake. When the snake snuck its head out, the heron caught it, pulled it out and killed it. So he pulled the snake out of the man's butt.
What does this mean, though?
And killed
what
it.
Does
wait,
it
but that's coming. The farmer was worried that the snake's poison might still be inside him. And the heron told him that the cure for snake poison was to cook and eat 6 white fowl. So the herons are telling him to do that. And the farmer said, "But you're a white fowl. You'll do for a start." So he grabbed the heron, put it in a bag, carried it home.
After it just helped him pull the
snake
out of
his
butthole.
And he hung it
that's
up. And he
rude.
So he told his
that's
wife what had happened.
Rude.
He told his wife what had happened. And the wife was like, "I'm surprised at you. The bird does you a kindness, rids you of the evil in your body, saves your life, in fact, and yet you catch it and talk of killing it."
Yes.
She immediately released the heron and it flew away.
Good. So it's a tale of why you should have a nice wife.
But on its way, it gouged out her eyes.
Oh. Do you know what I think this parable is?
Moral. When you see water flowing uphill, it means that someone is repaying a kindness. I don't know what this means.
I think it's a parable against anal sex. I think it's saying that...
I don't think it's anal sex to put a snake up your butt.
Some people like some things.
Some people like some things.
Some people like snakes up their butt.
Lord,
remember
protect
Richard
me from
Gere
my friends.
Put the hamster up his butt.
He didn't. That was... You can't say that. It's not true.
Allegedly.
Freddie Starr.
Allegedly. Because he liked feeling the hamster in his butt.
So have you learned something? Keep your enemies close.
What? It doesn't
worry about
any
your
sense.
Friends.
Why?
Because your enemies have a lot more to prove to you. If you hire them, they'll be like, oh, shit.
I think the heron was like quite bipolar. Like it wanted to help somebody and then it reacted badly to somebody else. Like it doesn't have a very stable mood, maybe.
No, I don't think it's that.
I think the heron was sick and it needed mental help.
I think you're sick and you need mental help.
I think you're sick. Thank you. That's the end of the episode.
Well, it's been a tough one.
Yeah, we got through it though.
Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you for your help.
Let us know if you want us to do that mood board.
Yeah. Goodbye.